Good evening, Pam. How are you?
Good. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Wanted to get a hold of you today when I have insurance questions on the show related to articles or something. I'd like to get a hold of you and get your take on it. I read an article in the Free Press about insurance regulators were ordering an insurance agency out of Texas to stop selling bogus auto insurance policies. And it turns out that there are about 1,000 people possibly who think they're driving insured cars and they're not, because it's an insurance company that's just doing things that are fraudulent. So I thought to myself, I wonder how you know and how you go about making sure that doesn't happen to you. So that's why I wanted to get a hold of a good insurance agent and get some answers on that. Not specifically on this problem or on this company, which was called Ethos Insurance Michigan. But just in general, how people be careful of something like that. What are some tips for us, Pam?
Well, probably the best tip is to do your research. If you're going to buy something over the phone, make sure you know who you're talking to. So that does get to the point of having a local agency. So if you have someone that's local, you might know someone that knows them. You might have even met them in town. You know, so if you're buying something that you can walk into the door at some point and knock on the door and look someone face to face if you have any issues with them. So there is some importance of having, you know, a local agent in your town to, you know, service your agency that way.
Well, and very good. And we hear about this in a lot of different kinds of businesses, you know, having that personal connection instead of doing something online or over the phone becomes very important when there's a relationship built.
Definitely, definitely. And that's what Allstate's about is we have a local presence for somebody. So if you do have any kind of issues, if you do want to sit down and go over something, you can you know, see someone face to face. So, you know, giving personal information or sensitive information over the internet or over the phone, you definitely want to make sure you know who you're talking to before you do that, and before you give them your credit card information to buy something. That if you want to make sure that you are buying something that is legit and is going to be there at the time of a loss.
Well, and do you hear about this kind of thing very often in your industry?
More often than I'd like to hear about it, yes.
Really? So this stuff,
really?
Just like so many other areas, there are folks out to make a quick buck and they don't really care who gets left in the process.
Correct. Yeah, they'll send you, you know, information stating that it looks like you have insurance, but you don't. So you want to go with a company that, you know, number one, you know, is a reputable company, and then an agency that you know is a reputable agency also.
What are some of the other things that we can do to avoid these kinds of problems and know that we're properly insured?
Well, if you have a phone number, if you call that phone number back, you can, you know, with the internet, there's so many ways that you can look up a phone number, see where that goes to. You can go to the Better Business site, go to the Better Business Bureau and look them up and see if there's any information there. Check the validity of any link. If you are going into a link of a website, if you're putting any information there, I don't know if anybody knows this, but it's a good thing to know, actually, is that when you put in HTTP, if it doesn't have an S after it, it's not a secure website. So no company that wants your personal information is going to let you type into that type of system. And it's more of an expensive system, so that would lean to be more of a company that is legit.
Oh, that's very important information. I'll repeat that. So when you're typing into a system and it says HTTP, what we want to be looking for is an S after that. So it should say HTTPS.
Right, and that will show that the browser is a secure website, and usually that would mean that it's more of a legit business. Not that, you know, someone, you know, that is not a legit business would not know how to do that, but you have a better chance of it.
It's just one more thing in your favor that you're heading down the right track.
That's correct.
Are there some other hints that you have for us?
Well, when you roll over a link, it will have an email by it, and you can roll over it with your cursor, mm-hmm. and you can preview. You can do a preview of the URL, and if it doesn't match the business that you're looking at, if there's not something there at all, then it might lean to you to do a little more investigating, make sure that you're doing business with a legit company.
Well, and you know what drives you crazy is that you're trying to do your homework and do it right, and to keep running into this kind of practice, gosh, it's just disheartening to say the least. And I guess we keep coming back to have a relationship with your agent in your own hometown.
Right, and then there's so much value to that, you know, that you feel comfortable that, you know, when you give somebody money that they're giving you a receipt, that they're actually applying it to your policy. You're looking at things in the mail, so there is some ownership on the consumer, too, you know, when you get something in the mail to look it over and you know, read it thoroughly and make sure that it's coming from the company that you thought you're doing business with.
Are there any other tips related to this subject? And then we'll move on. A couple other things have come to mind since I talked to you earlier.
Well, part of the do not call policy that we have in Michigan is that you have to have your name listed on the caller ID. So if I call you, you know that you're getting a phone call from my agency. So if anything's blocked, if anything, you know, it doesn't come up, then, again, you're not getting it from a trusted source that is applying to of all the requirements in the state of Michigan.
Wow. More good information. This is why I call you, Pam. This is why I call you, is to get this great information. One of the things that I thought of, my daughter was in here. We've been tracking some tornadoes in Oklahoma City, unfortunately. And, after the devastation in Alabama and Joplin and flooding and so forth, you know, insurance is talked about all the time when these kinds of subjects come up. And as I mentioned to the audience last night, when I was a little girl, our family home was hit by two tornadoes. One, we had bought it on Saturday and it was gone on Sunday. And only because, of course, my parents had it insured properly, did things work out okay. But what I'm thinking when I'm looking at these videos, Pam, from Joplin yesterday in Tuscaloosa a couple of weeks ago, is they're standing there in front of their house looking at nothing. And I had seen on your Curry Allstate Insurance Agency Facebook page something called knowyourstuff.org. Would something like that be applicable in preparing just to know what you have in your home for your insurance?
It, definitely. I mean, first of all, let me say, I mean, it's just devastating to see those pictures, as you know. And we're devastated, and our hearts go out to them just watching the pictures. I can't imagine what they're thinking or what's going through their minds, you know, as they've lost everything. So the mindset that they're in right now, they're, you know, can you imagine someone calling and saying, okay, tell me what you owned? I mean, you wouldn't be able to remember that, you know,
Yeah, you're in a state of shock. I'm sorry, you're in a state of shock, and then you have to try to put things back together again. And I guess that's why this thought came to mind with this posting that you had. Tell us about knowyourstuff.org.
Well, what you can do is, and it is a secure website, and you can go in there and you can start making a list of things that you own. And I always tell people, start with the large items. Start with things that are a little bit different than somebody else has. If you have a grand piano that is an antique and it is very expensive, and that's one of the most expensive pieces of furniture you have in your house, you might want to document what you have, what kind of quality it was, take pictures, and all that stuff you can put right onto that website. And so you can give the information to a claims adjuster, and you can give them your sign-in, your password, and the claims adjuster can start working on your claim without ever even really having a whole lot of conversation with you.
Well, and that was what I found amazing, because insurance, In effect, we're planning ahead for if something bad happens, we're ready for it. And that's what this made me think of, is to have something like that where we're not being hit by storms now, thankfully, and we're in good shape here. What a great time to be taking care of some of these things. So if this ever happens, you're ahead of the game. You don't have, in the state of shock that you're in, you don't have to sit and think about it.
Right, exactly. So anything that has serial numbers, anything that you can document right away would probably be where I would start. Because, you know, if you want to do your whole house in one day, it's not going to happen. So, you know, at least start somewhere and have, you know, I said if someone has a third of it done, that's way more, you know, than most people have. And so that's very helpful.
Well, very helpful. Have you had claims with big storm damage like this?
We did when the tornado hit Williamson. Yeah, we certainly did. And that wasn't even close to what they've had there. But when it happens, if it was your house, I mean, the devastation hit that one family that, you know, we have. So, yeah, we had quite a few families in Williamson. And you know, again, I see, you know, the looks in their eyes when, you know, they're like, they want me to list everything. You know, I can't even think right now. Mm-hmm. So it does help, you know, start things and start getting you back on your feet again. And, you know, it's just a little bit, one more thing that makes your claim easier to go through.
And I guess, again, Pam, we're back to your folks that you had insured in Williamson had your number to call because they had a relationship with you as their agent.
Right. And I show up at their doorstep and I help them go through the whole claims process. I mean, there's value there that, you know, you can't even put a price tag on when something that devastating happens.
Certainly. Any more insurance tips for us this evening that I didn't think to ask you about?
Well, I would say the biggest thing is that know what you're covered for before you have a loss. When your agent calls you to do a review, or if you have an agent that doesn't call to do a review, you know, call an agent and get insured with an agency that does review your policies. It does go over it, so you know and you're prepared before the loss happens of what kind of coverages you're going to have at the time of the loss, because that's what you're spending your money on anyway.
And I do remember when we talked the last time, we talked about a yearly review, and I'm so impressed by that, that you do a yearly review, at least a yearly review with your clients, so that in case their needs have changed, you can change with them.
Correct. Yeah, we call every year, and whether you want to or not, you know, it's just an offer out there, and then you can sit down with us, and you can say, yes, I do want this type of deductible, or I don't. And you know what you're going to have at the time of loss. You're not surprised by anything.
Well, and that's a good insurance agent keeps make sure everything is covered in case you are surprised by events in your life, but they're there to take care of it for you. Pam, as always, some great information this evening. Do you have a website folks can go to take a look?
I do have a website, and you're going to www.allstate.com, and you put /Pam Curry.
Very good. I encourage people to do that. Pam, as always, thank you for the information. I know you're at some working meetings, and you took a few minutes for us, so I appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the time.